You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That was a solid point.
That was a great point.
Oh, that was a big time point, man.
If you're not watching live, Chris just pointed masterfully.
I've been doing countdowns today. I like this seat. Other than,
really?
I hate it.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Because I actually despise it because it's just a lot.
When you played the stat of the day thing instead of weekend obs, it was incredible.
The way it works, by far my worst mistake of the day becomes like the funniest moment of the day. That's why.
You can't lose.
I always win.
Kid can't lose.
But,
son of a mother.
There's pros and cons to this seat. But overall, honest. When things go well, I like the seat. When they go poorly, don't like it.
Right.
Interesting.
Go figure.
Anyway, back to grifts.
This isn't a grift. It wasn't, I think I called it a grift, but it's not a
grift. You oversold it?
It kind of is. So like you were talking about ways to get into anywhere that you want to get into, right? And you have the ladder and then you had the clipboard. This is specifically for like a community function or a live event.
Okay.
Right? And you need to have access to certain things to make it happen in this particular scenario. But I don't think that you will ever not be able to do it, right? So, like, you want to go to, like, the fair, or you want to go to, like, wherever.
What about the Renaissance Festival?
The Renaissance Festival is perfectly fine.
I'm not a big Ren guy, but it's just, it's
cosplay.
Going on. It's
Mike Fuentes went.
Yeah, it's going that's a whole nother story.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So this is what I think you do. It's a two-person thing, right?
Two-person gig?
It's a two-person con. There's the one person and then the other person. That's how two-person cons work, right? One person is dressed in a mascot outfit. And the other person
of their choosing?
Is the handler. Well, official mascots are better, right? Because I feel like if you were to show up at the Renaissance Festival as Billy the Marlin, and I were to show up and say, hey, Billy the Marlin's here, like, where do we go? You walk right in, because who's going to think, wow, Billy the Marlin, Sebastian the Ibis, whoever,
Bernie.
Like, exactly.
The obvious thing here is that it would be a clear knockoff, right? It'd be like, I was on, like, Times Square, like one of those sad, clearly not Elmo, like, this is clearly, couldn't be further.
Like the fat Spider-Man?
Yeah, like,
you're like, wait a second.
A key to this is, well, the Spider-Man's funny. A key to this is it has to be as close to the real thing as possible. So you can be like, hey, Mickey Mouse is here. And they'll be like, okay, come right in. Like, yeah, sure. Like, we'll figure out where Mickey has to go. Go in that way, talk to Phil, whatever. And then they'll tell you where to go.
Yeah. Speaking of Mike Fuentes, and maybe he should come back in here for this.
Nah,
he's got some wide range. He's one weekend he's at the Renaissance Festival. The next weekend he's at Ultra. I mean, this guy's got some range for the life he can live.
Right.
Now he
yourself.
Just popped in. No, don't let him defend himself. Let me get to my grift first.
Last
and then
time
we can
he was
maybe
on the air, to my understanding, led to an apology. So you can go.
What's going on?
Sorry.
So my grift is this.
Wow.
People respect in parking spots and in parking lots, people respect a cone. A singular cone. If like you have just a random cone in one parking spot, people are not going to park there. Even though you can just kick it out of the way and just park there, right? Here's the thing.
Doesn't Dan do that move here at the, not to give away the his
maybe
grift.
Maybe.
Dan's parking spot here just has a cone in front of it sometimes.
There was an Aston Martin parked in his parking spot one time, and I was trying to figure out if he like upgraded his car.
That's just Tuesday.
Yeah.
That's the Tuesday car.
There was a Maserati in there last week. I thought he bought a new car as well.
That's Thursday. That's Thursday.
Yeah. So if you take a cone with you and you put it in the trunk of your car, and if you like a certain parking spot of your apartment complex or a Publix or whatever, you just put the cone there. And then you leave, and then when you come back, the cone's still there. Always carry a cone with
you. If I'm driving through Publix parking lot and I'm about to park, if there's a cone blocking one spot, I'm just going to go to the next one.
Exactly. Like, but it's your cone, and nobody will move that cone.
I'm willing to invest in a cone.
What if you just spray paint on a parking spot reserved? I feel like people don't respect that as much.
No,
as
people don't care about that.
No.
A lot of people look at it and be like, ha, reserve this. Back in. But if you put the cone, I'm going to try it in my apartment complex because I have, they're not like numbered spaces, but you just kind of can park wherever. But if I put a cone there, will the maintenance people move it? Will they be like, oh, maybe Greg put this here. Maybe Fred put that there. I don't know. But you got to respect the cone
do
when you see it.
You guys get a lot of guest spots. Like, do your Roy,
my
you
apartment makes me pay for it.
It's a dangerous game. Like, I have a house, but like, I also have like this, like, for guests to park and stuff. There's like parking lots.
Community lot.
I don't like the community. What's going on in my neighborhood? Too many people doing things too often. Okay. We need more parking spots. I don't like it. It's just too much.
Well, at my apartment complex, the whole first floor is all like guest parking, but you have to pay. But their grift is this. So once you get underneath like the covered parking, your service goes away, right? Because it's a huge concrete building, 28 floors or whatever. So you get in, you can't connect to like the pay by phone app. So you have to leave, get up to where you're going to then sign into the pay by phone app. By that time, the guy's already got you a ticket for $45 on your windshield. It's the most incredible grift. Speaking of grifts, that's the grift right there. Apartment complexes that have people that do the meter maid stuff, get out of here.
Yeah,
like, absolutely what? Terrible. I want to interview one of these people. Okay. I want to be like, hey, you know, your boss, you could just tell your boss that everybody paid their ticket. You don't have to write tickets. You could just hang out in your car, be like, hey, everybody paid on time today. It was great. A beautiful day. Nobody did anything.
What are the jobs that make people the most angry?
Like tow truck drivers.
Tow truck drivers. An interview series on those type of professions where we talk to the people that you hate.
The people behind the window at the tow truck facility is yeah, that's bad.
Like liar, liar. He's like, I'm taking this. It's a random callback, but it was a funny scene if you do know what I'm talking about.
Bulletproof window for a reason.
The meter maid though. Get out of here. Get out of here. I'm on to you guys. I'm on to you guys over in Dayland. I know what's happening. I know why the service is bad. I know why you just wait for people to get out of their cars to put the ticket there. $45. You know what I did one time? My brother-in-law came over. He got a ticket because 30 seconds from leaving where the parking lot is to getting to my apartment, he got a ticket. I told him, rip it up. It's fake. It's a fake ticket. It's a fake ticket. It's like not that. A county ticket. It's a guy who sits there and writes tickets. It's a fake ticket. Throw it away.
A fake?
And nothing's ever happened.
How long ago was this?
Months ago.
This is how I handle jury duty. That's...
Christ almighty. Wow.
It just never happened. I didn't get it. What? What letter?
You got to prove I got a letter? How?
How do you know I got it?
What's the penalty for not going to jury duty? Does anybody know?
Exactly.
I probably don't know how many jury duty situations I got out of because my dad has the same name as I do.
Like, so they went to him?
They probably went to him. Yeah.
Your poor dad's had to go 10 times to jury duty and you're like, ah.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you guys all doing as terrible as I am in your brackets? Like, I know we're all doing bad. No one had this Final Four, but in terms of like where you rank.
Billy in our second chance bracket had FAU in the Final Four, I think.
Yeah, I did.
So hashtag DK
Partner. Are you like in the top of any? Like, I'm like 79th.
I'm 42,000th.
I'm like 79th out of 82 people in one pool, man. So
it's good.
They should give a prize for
like
last
your XFL
place.
One.
Yeah.
We're in the XFL thing with Mike, and anytime Chris Cody joins it, he's automatically last place.
I've joined
just because
it twice.
He's horrible at it.
I've joined it twice, and I had to eat the KFC double down chicken.
Why do you do that
delightful.
If you don't watch or like the XFL? You just say no.
And the bug will get me, like, because it gives me something to like check in on. It's like something like, oh, I'll play this, and now I can check the box scores and see how I'm doing. But I've come in last place every time, so now I'm never playing again. And the punishments are like you have to chug a beer. Do a shot of alcohol, and like I wasn't drinking one day, so I'm like, oh, the food one is eat this double down, and it is a monster sandwich.
Yeah, it's a big sandwich.
Have you still not drank this year?
Yeah, I'm absolutely totally super clean sober. And we went to Epcot this weekend.
Oh,
me and Lewis
really?
And a couple of people, and
oh my
I was
God,
completely
you went to
sober
Epcot and didn't drink.
Yeah, I was completely sober.
What were you doing at Epcot?
Living,
not drinking.
Did he take
not
his drinking. Kids?
Unbelievable, man. I don't believe
yeah, he took his kids.
Oh, it was a family trip.
It was a family trip. Yeah, we were gonna invite you, but you were out of town. You're right. I don't know where you were.
You know what I've learned? I don't know. It's controversial.
What's that, Billy?
Your kids are great. Other people's
Thank
kids?
You.
Horrendous.
Right.
Other people's kids
no,
are terrible.
No, Lewis's kids, to be super honest, Lewis's kids are awesome. He has Vinny, who is his youngest, who was born in August. The kid didn't make a peep the entire day. Great kid. Leona, Sierra, all the kids, they're great.
What, are you shouting them out like they're listening?
No, but I mean, I'm just saying, like, they're.
It sounded like you were setting up for a butt at one point.
No, yeah, no butts. Okay. No ifs, ands, or buts. But. I haven't met Billy's kid yet. Obviously, I've met your two daughters. So
there was an and.
A plus for them. A plus daughters.
My daughter's a maniac.
Billy's got like 11 dogs.
That's
it's like,
fine.
You know, whatever.
Okay, goodbye.
Hey!